as I was saying before, pretty much anybody that's listening, you and everyone else listening, is like able to somehow resonate with that. And so like we can be on the same page. I don't have to be embarrassed by splitting up with my sweetheart. I don't have to be embarrassed by it. Other people go through that too.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's Adam A. Adams. Today, we are talking about being open and honest and true and vulnerable. And it's hard. I just interviewed a guy named Tracy Brinkman, and Tracy's episode should be the one that publishes after this one. So whenever this is coming out, the Tracy episode will come out just a couple days later. So I might allude to a few of the things that Tracy and I spoke about, and that you'll be able to hear and learn into that next episode. I will try not to overlap it too much, but in this episode, I want to share my own like vulnerability, my own truth, my own what's kind of going on with me and how I'm trying to deal with it. So I feel like that there is such a thing as oversharing, and there is such a thing of giving information for absolutely no reason. In this case today, I want to give you the information because I want us to be able to know each other a little bit better. I want you to be able to know who I am, who I stand for, what I'm going through, and that I think can help you trust me a little bit better because you know who I am and how I am. So I want to share something that I interviewed Tracy today, just now. I just got done interviewing him right now. You're going to hear these episodes backwards because you're going to hear his after. But I had been going through something. I've been going through a breakup with somebody that I really care about. We dated for over 6 years. And the truth is that it's been like a really rough couple of weeks. It's like the weekend that we first broke up, it was like I couldn't sleep at all. I was thinking about it and it was hard, and I really cared about her and I wanted to have her in my life all the time. And I didn't know if like we would be friends. And it's like, you always say you break up with somebody sometimes and you're like, let's just be friends. But being friends is hard and it's awkward. So the truth is that I've kind of not been able to focus at work lately. It's been really challenging and hard for me to sleep. Even like my diet has changed. My eating habits have changed. I'm eating a lot more like comfort food, you know, food junk. Like I'm eating breads for the first time and things that have a lot of fat, nuts. And all I'm saying is extra calories, many, many more calories. Or I just skip food. It's so weird because like I skip. And then I start to eat and then I just like need that food to feel better. Like it's just embarrassing almost. And the truth is, I'm really glad that I met Tracy anyway. He's a down-to-earth guy. You're going to love his episode. It's the one after this. I'm really glad that I connected with him. I interviewed on his podcast yesterday. It was the only appointment I've done in the last 2 weeks was yesterday, getting interviewed on Tracy's podcast. And like I had to wipe my tears and act like a normal person just because I was still going through something. And like I haven't drank alcohol in a long time. Like I've only barely drank alcohol. And it's like unhealthy. It's poor. It's bad. And I wish I wasn't sharing this. I wish it wasn't true. But, you know, over the last couple of weeks, it's like, you know what? I could just use a drink. Who cares? I'm sure that it would help me forget, right? And it's making work a little bit harder, as I mentioned. And it's like at the end of the day, I have been embarrassed. I have been like, I think when you are in relationship, I think it says something to people. Like, I think that being in a healthy relationship, having the same partner for a long time or whatever, for those of you monogamous peeps or partners, but committed partners, if that is you, I think that kind of says something about you and who you are, and that somebody believes in you, loves you, trusts you, and it makes it a little easier to do business with you. So like I was embarrassed. I was ashamed, actually. That's probably a better term for it. I was kind of ashamed. So, I mean, I didn't really want to look at anybody in the eye. I didn't really want to whatever, because it was something I was ashamed of. And I feel like in many ways, those things that make us feel real. They make us feel human. The vulnerabilities, our kryptonite for our Superman, is what makes us real, is what makes us a person. And so ultimately on this episode, I was hiding it. I mean, it's not like I was hiding it, but I was certainly not mentioning it. You know what I mean? And so I was thinking, I don't want anybody to know that. It's hard. I'm still going over it and probably says something about me. It probably says I'm not good enough for a relationship or whatever. Who knows what it's supposed to mean, but it was tough. And the point is, not the point, but a takeaway is that you've gone through what I'm going through. It would be nearly impossible that there is going to be a listener at all that hasn't broken up with somebody and in a way felt like they did something wrong and that people are going to look at them or judge them. Maybe you get broken up with because your partner cheated on you and now you feel validated. Now you feel like, oh yeah, we're broke up. They did something horrible to me or whatever. And so maybe you felt that, but most of us have also felt like, man, what did I do to deserve them to cheat? Was I not a good enough provider? Was I not a loving enough person that they had to go outside the marriage? So we're still feeling those things, right? We're still feeling, and my sweetheart and I, we dated for a little over 6 years. So it's real tough. It's real tough because like we have the same friends now. Her friends are my friends. And my friends and my family think of her as family because she's gone to 5 out of the last 6 Thanksgivings. 6 out of 7, I think. 6 out of the 7 last Thanksgivings. Holy cow. No, 5 out of 6. That's right. We stayed home on the pandemic for 2020. But yeah, my whole family loves her. Everybody loves her and thinks the world of her. And it's like, well, if I can't keep her down, if I can't like make her happy or whatever it is, then there's something wrong with me. Like it shows something about me. And so it's hard. And I feel like, as I was saying before, pretty much anybody that's listening, you and everyone else listening, is like able to somehow resonate with that. And so like we can be on the same page. I don't have to be embarrassed by splitting up with my sweetheart. I don't have to be embarrassed by it. Other people go through that too, right? And the big takeaway, the reason why I'm even talking about the breakup, well, it's A, because I want to make sure that I'm not misrepresenting on for the last 2-3 years that I've been publishing these podcast episodes. For the last couple of years, I always talk about my sweetheart, that's what I always called her, right? My sweetheart. And I want you to know that we aren't together anymore because I don't want to misrepresent. I don't want you to think that I'm trying to assume that. So it's good to at least get it out there, but it's also good to use it as a teaching tool for you to know and give permission to you. And you'll get more of this in the episode with Tracy. He and I had a really good conversation. We talked about a lot of other really good things. One thing is how he got his door kicked in by the 5-0. You'll learn why the police raided his house. And it'll be an interesting thing for you. It'll be a lot of fun. It's like a little less than an hour. But we definitely talked about being authentic and true to yourself. And I was like, you know what? I'm going through something. It's hard. I was literally yawning. And it wasn't Tracy's fault. I was literally yawning in front of him while we were recording it. Why? Because last night, even 2 weeks after the breakup, I'm still staying up all night because like I'm going through, did I make the right decision? It was me who broke up with her, but I'm still like absolutely devastated. It's still like a big thing for my life, for my kids, for her kids, for my parents, for just like my friends. And I want them to know that they don't have to take sides. I'm like, she's an amazing person. We weren't fighting. There's not like sides like that, but it's like, I want all of my friends to still love her, to still care about her, to still be friends with her. I don't want them to be like, well, I like them both, but I knew Adam first. So I've got to figure out which of the two friends that I'm going to be friends with. So it's like, I really want to make sure that my friends are still friends with her, that I would never say anything disparaging about her. Not that I could anyway. She's phenomenal. She's just such a beautiful human being. And now I've got tears on my eyes. But anyway, she's just such an incredible person. There was really nothing like that bad. It's just that I didn't know if we were going to get married. And I want to be married. And with our kids going to different schools, it was challenging. And it's just like, neither of us are getting any younger, right? And I definitely, I'm like so attached to marriage. I'm like really, really, really attached to marriage. I don't know what my deal is. Maybe it's coming from growing up in a very conservative family. My parents, my stepdad and my mom have been married for like over 30 years. And it's just like, marriage seems like a beautiful thing to me. So sue me if I think that it's a wonderful thing. Like, that's just me. You might not agree. She might not be ready for it. But it's just like, the thing is, like, I'm really attached to it. If I'm not going to get any younger, even though I love and care about her in every way and respect her, it's like, I had to make the decision. So sometimes we had to make hard decisions. Sometimes we had to make decisions that make us sad for weeks at a time. Sometimes we had to make decisions that hurt our family, like my own children. I didn't tell him right away. I didn't tell anyone right away. I didn't tell my mom. I still haven't actually called my mom. I'm telling you first. That's embarrassing. That's horrible. I told my sister. My sister told my mom. But I was talking to my sister. I was like, hey, do you want to buy my Honda Pilot? And she's like, maybe. How much would you sell it for? I was like, $41,000. And because that's trade-in value. If I sold it on the regular market, it would be a lot more, but the trade-in value is what I could have gotten at the place. I bought a Jeep. Anyway, I bought a new Jeep. You've heard me talk about my old CJ, 1981 CJ5. I just bought a JL, which is like the brand new Jeep. It's lifted with 37-inch tires and like light bars, and it's really cool. And it really is my midlife crisis. I'm glad I have it. But I was like, thinking to myself, I kept my Pilot because my sweetheart, my ex-sweetheart, and her kids and my kids, we were a family of six whenever we were together, whenever we were doing road trips. So I was like, I wanted this Jeep. I thought it'd be fun. And I kept the Pilot. This is only a few weeks ago, a couple weeks before the breakup. And so I called my sister and I was like, hey, I might be selling this. Do you want it? I could either get it to the place for this low amount of $41,000 or I could just sell it to you for the same amount. So she thought about it, but she didn't take it. So she's like, why are you getting rid of it? And I was like, she was the first person I ever told, well, I don't know if I need a car that fits eight anymore because I don't have a family of six. So it's just not that important. I don't know if I need it. So I figured I'd offer it to my family. So anyway, my sister told my mom and my mom did text me. But the point is, it's been hard. I haven't told anybody. I can hardly think at work. I can hardly think in the bed. And it's been rough. And I guess I want you to know what I'm going through. And I also want to give you the permission that it's okay for you to share these things with your own listener, especially, or I guess only if it's okay for you to, yes, it's okay for you to share it always, anytime, especially good if it has a learning lesson. And if you can tie it into something. And so for me, I wanted to tie it into something. I wanted to figure out what good can come out of this. What's the silver lining? It effing sucks to break up with somebody that you have loved for years. Is there anything good that can come out of this? Well, yeah, it is that if you are real, raw, true, and vulnerable, honest with your listener, they can trust you better. They can know who you are. In a way, there might be a couple of people that fall off because you're like, oh, I don't want to be listening to Adam anymore because he can't even keep a relationship, right? There's going to be a couple of people that say that. But most people are going to say, yeah, I resonate with that and I get the lesson. So quick 15-minute episode. I will end there and just give you permission to share that stuff, especially if it has a lesson on it. Be who you are. You're going to get the trust that you need. And as a reminder, every other episode on this podcast is an interview episode. So actually, the next episode is that interview with Tracy. And he's going to talk about why he got the 5-0 kicking in his door. He's going to be talking about a few really good takeaway lessons for podcasters if you're new at podcasting, and a couple lessons if you've been doing it for a while that you'll be able to take away. So don't even go anywhere. Just listen straight to it. This was a short episode anyway. Check out that episode with Tracy. You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, They're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free, or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.